Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday teleclass. Here we are on another Tuesday night. I would like to thank everyone for joining me here on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. The phone number for these calls is 218-486-7200, bridge number 549-706. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining me this evening. My name is Carla McNeil, and I'm with retirewithcarla.com. And you can reach me with questions if you have a question or two during the session this evening. Please feel free to email me at Carla, that's C-A-R-L-A, at retirewithcarla.com. Or later on, if you have a question, you can, my direct line that I answer is 778-835-4032. So if you have a question this evening and you're too shy to ask, please just send me an email. I do monitor my emails while I'm doing these teleclasses, and I would love to hear from you. So remember, I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, who are ready to be coached, mentored, and supported to lead to them to live the life of their dreams. If that's you, I want to hear from you, because I'm only looking for 2 to 5 people. So again, thank you very much for joining me on tonight's terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down today's date. Today being Tuesday, November the 18th. And today, I want to talk about out with the old and in with the new. I personally got struck with a bit of a flu this past week, and really kind of brought this one to the forefront for me, because this is a very old phrase. I mean, how many of you have not heard of out with the old and in with the new? And it can apply to our lives on many, many different levels, whether it be the physical, the mental, or the spiritual. So whenever we want to make a change in our life, whether that change be big or small, or anything in between, we need to be able to get rid of the old before attempting to bring in that new habit. So I know that when I quit smoking, I changed a lot of my habits when I smoked prior to actually quitting. And I remember one of the things that I did almost a whole year in advance was I got a new car, my second 4-speed Mustang, and I didn't allow smoking in the car. Now, everybody thought that was kind of weird because I actually smoked. But there was no smoking allowed in the car. So what I was doing was I was changing my habits. I was getting rid of that old habit of smoking in the car and replacing it with a car that kept that nice brand new car smell for a very long time. And when we attempt to bring in the new and we haven't made room for it, then it's not going to fit. And the things don't go together well. So it's sometimes, you know, like the positive and the negative coming together. Sometimes it's not that dramatic, but it doesn't work well together. I know many years ago I had a teacher when I was getting my certification as a human resources consultant, and the teacher said, she always used to use the phrase, the rain barrel is full. And what she meant by that, the rain barrel is full, that in order for us, we the students, to retain all of the new information that she was pumping into us, we actually had to delete some of the old stuff. Now, some of us had more to delete than others because we had already been in the field in a different capacity, and others were coming in brand new to the field. So we needed to either delete or rework some of the information that we already had. And learning those new bits of information and then learning to apply them in real life, actually using all of that information that we'd received, we were able to get rid of some of our old habits, develop some new habits that were much more successful for us in our new careers of human resources consultants. Because any habit that we have, any learning that we have done over the period of our life can be outdated. It can be old. It cannot, it no longer serving us. Now, some of you may not be as old as this, but I remember back in the days where I used a typewriter. And if I were to take those skills today and apply them to a computer, well, it'd be kind of hard to put a piece of paper in a computer and turn that little roller bar and then just actually type on the paper. And I'd look pretty silly if I used whiteout on the screen of my computer when I made a mistake. So our habits and our learning, just like everything else in life, can become old and outdated. And we need to be able to recognize, first off, that that habit isn't serving us well. And then we need to be able to get rid of it and replace it with something new that serves us better in our life. Now, personally, I love computers way more than I love the old typewriter. The typewriter used to frustrate me to no end. Now, through the computer, I'm able to connect with you. I'm able to post these teleclasses online so you can, at your leisure, download them and listen to them. And reap any of the benefits that you can from these teleclasses. Now, speaking of benefits, I would love to hear about your successes in this area. So send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com or give me a phone call at 778-835-4032. So we need to delete whatever programming it is we had in our brains and insert the new ones. That's like some of the habits that I had as a child, some of the learning that I was given. My gosh, even think of we as a society, of all we have learned that is no longer true, that is being proven through the experiments and the research in science and all the different research that's happening in the world. How things that we believed many years ago were true, and now they've proven not to be true. So, and then the biggest example I can think of is everyone used to think the world was flat, and now we know the world is round. Everyone used to think the world, our world, planet Earth, was the center of the universe. We now know that's not true. So we need to be able to delete that old programming. Now, I, when I was a kid, was always told that I was clumsy. Well, guess what? That is just simply programming. I need to delete that and replace it with the new that I am a graceful person. I am a very graceful woman. So, deleting the old from our brains and inserting the new, because our beliefs are just simply what we have learned. We believe things because of our memories, the information that we've gathered along the way, and our different experiences. So when I go to the old belief that I had where
was constantly reinforced as a kid, oh yeah, Carla, she's clumsy. Mind you, you know, it did get me out of a few things that kids don't like to do. I was never volunteered to wash dishes when we went out for dinner anywhere because, oh no, Carla breaks good dishes. You don't want her washing your dishes. So that was a good thing.
However, as an adult, it hasn't served me well. So I have recognized that that is a belief that doesn't serve me well. And
I now am replacing that belief with, I am a graceful woman.
And believe it or not, it is working. I have become a much more graceful person. So our beliefs are simply what we have learned. The memories, the information,
and the experiences. Our self-image and our habits tend to go together. Change one, and you will automatically change the other. That's a quote by Dr. Maxwell Waltz.
That self-image that I had, and it is a had, automatically change one, and you will change the other. So when you constantly reinforce the new habit, so anytime that old habit comes up or that old belief comes up, the old belief of, I'm always broke, I never have enough money. Whenever that thought comes into your brain, out loud you say, I am rich. I have all the money I need. I have everything in abundance. Replace the old habit with the new habit. Change one and you automatically change the other. Now you need to be persistent, you need to be consistent, and over a period of time. But if you can bombard yourself with different information, you will create different experiences and you will create new memories. And then the belief of, I am rich, I have everything I need, I live my life in abundance, will be your reality. It will come true for you. So physically, when we are developing a new habit, we still, again, have to delete that old habit and that old way of thinking.
So a personal example for me is when we first adopted a dog.
Now, her name is Snorkel. We adopted her as a puppy. And it was
my responsibility to take her for a walk first thing in the morning before I went off to my slave camp job.
And, you know, that meant getting up a whole extra 45 minutes to an hour earlier to be able to take that dog for a walk every morning. But I knew that I wanted to have a dog who was well-behaved, who was well-exercised, and who was healthy. So I knew that I had to be able to do that for her. Now, little did I realize that that great way to start the morning with a nice brisk walk in the morning has also changed my health habit. But what did I have to give up in order to be able to do that? In order to be able to take Miss Snorkel for a walk every morning, what did I have to give up?
Well, first off, I had to give up the sleep. And because, thank goodness, puppies are so cute, she was so cute. And she was really pretty well behaved after we got her, after we did some training, mostly on ourselves. That it was a joy. She was brought a lot of joy into our lives. And yes, I would much rather have slept in a little bit, but I knew that I wanted to have that healthy dog, and she needed to be walked those couple of times a day. Now that dog's Miss Snorkel. She's now 11 years old, and I have missed very few walks first thing in the morning. Personally, I believe I have become very well trained. I get up, I make my breakfast shake, and I walk the dogs. That's just the way it is. So that physical habit that I had to change was something that I decided I needed to do because I wanted the benefit. So I had to give something up in order to get that new habit. Now, to this day, I still enjoy going for that morning walk. Okay, maybe not the days where the rain's blowing in my face, but for the most part, I enjoy that walk, and my day goes much better when I have that physical walk. So throwing out that old habit of sleeping in and taking the dogs for a walk, for me, has been very beneficial, because our habits predict our future. And when you develop the success habit of taking care of yourself, even though for me it started with taking care of someone else, that's just fine. That habit has since developed into, now I go to the gym. I'm taking better care of myself. So physically, when we set to develop that new health habit, we've got to delete the old one and or our old way of thinking. Now, many of us have sabotage habits. Sabotage thinking about the health. And one of the ones I used to have was, oof, I don't like to sweat. Now, that was a very disempowering belief. Now that one's gone. Sweating doesn't bother me anymore. Bring it on. Bring it on. So I want to use a very, very graphic example of out with the old and in with the new. When a baby dirties their diaper, do we put a brand new clean diaper on top of the old one? No! We take the old one off first. We clean up the mess, and then we put on the new one. So when you and I are able to identify and think of our non-productive habits, the same, we're going to end up with the same success in developing those new habits when we remember to take the old one off, take the dirty one off, clean up the mess, and then put the old one on. Now, the world has changed in many ways, and the speed of change is accelerating. I mean, there are kids out there who have never touched a typewriter. There are kids out there who don't even know what a record is. I just heard a story the other day that an executive had taken his son into the office with him, and he told me, he said, you know, I walked in and there was my son with a record in his hand, and he goes, what is this, Dad? Is this a frisbee? He had no idea what that record was, and it wasn't that many years ago. How many people have an MP3 player these days? About 4 years ago, my husband convinced me that owning and using an iPod would be a real benefit in my life. Now, I was pretty skeptical. Actually, now let me rephrase that. I was darned skeptical. And today, 4 years later, I don't go anywhere without my iPod. Because I was able to recognize, once I started using it, the ability it gave me to bombard myself with motivational success wisdom. I have a number of teachers that I listen to. I listen to a minimum of 90 minutes of personal development every single day. And my day, that's another one of the habits that I have developed. So what have I replaced? What did I used to do instead? I used to read novels. Now I listen to personal development, because learning, growing, and developing as a human being is very important to me. So today, I thank my husband profusely for assisting me in realizing that having an iPod and being able to listen to any of my great mentors anytime I want is a really good thing and has been very beneficial in my life. So that one small habit change has enabled me to bombard myself with information about my home-based business, take my life to a totally different level, and now I realize that the success mindset that's required for a person like you and me to retire a millionaire in 2 to 5 years really is possible. It's just simply a matter of out with the old and in with the new. Because if it was just about information, everyone who's bright would be a millionaire. And how many people do you know that have a master's degree, have a PhD, have a doctorate, are not millionaires? So it's not just about the information. It's taking that information and applying it. So you're getting rid of the old habits and old beliefs that don't serve you well anymore. You're learning this new knowledge, you're getting this new information, and you're applying it in your life on a consistent basis. So one of the things that I have recently learned from Artemis Limpert, a question to ask yourself. So if this belief really wasn't true, what would I do? I want to repeat that one. If this belief was not really true, what would I do? Because belief is the ignition switch that gets you off the launching pad. And that's a quote by another one of my great mentors, Dr. Dennis Waitley. And our responsibility is to dream. How it's going to happen, how it's going to take place, how it's going to be done is really none of our business. Because once you start to get rid of your old habits, your old beliefs that are no longer empowering you, you will make room for the new beliefs. Like me, for my MP3 player, that tiny little habit change from reading novels to listening to motivational speakers like Dr. Dennis Waitley has changed my life. So the how it's going to happen doesn't really matter. Because once you start to think about it, the ideas will come, the people will show up in your life, and it will happen. So when you decide you're going to buy a new car, and you decide you want to have a dark brown Mustang, pretty well everywhere you go, you're going to start seeing dark brown Mustangs because you have alerted your brain to it. Your brain is like a computer. You tell it what to look for. Oh, you create your own Google search. Your Google search is for a dark brown Mustang. So your brain, like the computer, is now going to show you all the dark brown Mustangs. So when you tell your brain that I am wealthy, I am living my life in abundance, and whenever those bad negative thoughts come up, those disempowering thoughts come up, you replace them, and it is best to say it out loud, I am wealthy, I am living a life of abundance in all areas, then you're telling your brain, you're setting your own Google search. Set that Google search for what you want, not what you don't want. And ask yourself, if this belief was not true, what would I really do? Because as Dr. Dennis Waitley says, the real risk is doing nothing. So, I'd like to wrap up this evening just by recapping. Out with the old, in with the new. In order to make those changes in our lives, we must get rid of the old habits so that we've got room for the new ones. We make room in our life for the new ones. Learning and habits, just like everything else around us, can become old or dated or no longer serve us. Learning to recognize them, and out with the old and in with the new, we can move our lives to a different level, because your habits really do predict your future. And I'd like you to, with your pen and paper, write down this question and ask yourself this. When a negative belief comes up, when fear comes up, when you decide, oh my gosh, I can't do that, ask yourself, if this was not true, what would I really do? If this belief were not true, what would I really do? And remember, it's our responsibility to dream. The how is none of our business. It doesn't matter. Once you do that Google search in your brain, you keep that Google search in your brain will start identifying for you how it'll come to fruition. So I'd like to thank you very much for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And remember, you can send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com, or my direct phone line is 778-835-4032. And if you're one of the people who's looking for me, that I'm looking for, who's wanting to play in that team environment, willing to be coached, mentored, and supported in that team environment, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and your phone number, and I will personally give you a phone call, and we'll see if the team is a good match for you and you're a good match for the team. So thank you very much for listening and joining in this evening, and I look forward to receiving your emails. Do keep them coming. I love to read them. And remember to have fun. Good night.